This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. We will continue with our trust in institutions talk. We're going to get to emails, Secret Service stuff, illegals voting, all that and so much more coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. In case you're just now joining us, we've been talking about institutional trust. Why the institutions, how the institutions use the trust you give them as the fuel they need to attack you. When you give them your trust, they will use it against you. That's what happens with evil, corrupt institutions. Merrick Garland gets up and whines about the DOJ.
And for us, adhering to these policies, principles, and norms in everything we do is how we fulfill the promise that is foundational to our democracy, that all people will be protected equally under the law, and that all people will be held accountable equally under the law.
Really? Remember when Joe Biden had classified documents in his garage? It's not like this is some internet conspiracy theory. You could go do an internet search right now for Joe Biden classified documents garage, and you'll see it because the moron put a picture up of himself on the internet with boxes of classified documents in his garage. I should note, this is before Joe Biden was ever president, meaning it was when he was vice president, meaning he did not have declassification authority, a clear violation of the law. When was the raid on Joe Biden's house? I was just told that it was equal. When was the raid on Joe Biden's house? Oh, there wasn't. There wasn't. Donald Trump, who was president, meaning he can declassify anything he wants because the president has a top classification thing there possibly is in a country. He can just stand and look at something and say it's declassified now. He had classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. Merrick Garland sent the FBI.
There are, however, certain points I want you to know. First, I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter.
Hey, Merrick Garland. Ever since the Supreme Court has been changed and it's been shooting down a bunch of things, a bunch of unconstitutional things the communists have wanted to get through, there have been a lot of attacks on the Supreme Court, and not just verbal attacks from elected Democrats. There have been assassination attempts. In fact, people protest in front of their homes. That's illegal. Did you know that? That's a violation of federal law. Ted Cruz asked this guy a pretty good question.
Has the Department of Justice brought even a single case under this statute? So yes, no question.
The job of the United States Marshals is to defend the lives
of the justices. So the answer is no.
Is to defend the lives of the justices, and that's our number one priority.
Why are you unwilling to say no? The answer is no. You know it's no. I know it's no. Everyone in this hearing room knows it's no. You're not willing to answer a question. Have you brought a case under this statute? Yes or no?
As far as I know, we haven't. And what we have done is defended to the lives of the justices with over 70 U.S. Marshals.
How do you decide which criminal statutes the DOJ enforces and which one it doesn't?
The United States Marshals know that they have full authority.
I recognize you want to give a separate speech.
No, I don't want to give a...
How do you decide which statutes you enforce and which ones you don't?
The marshals on scene make that determination in light of the priority of defense.
The marshals do not make a determination over whether to prosecute. You, the Attorney General, make a determination, and you spent 20 years as a judge, and you're perfectly content with justices being afraid for their children's lives.
It's not that he's content with it, with all due respect to Ted. That's what he wants. Merrick Garland has used his position as Attorney General of the United States of America to do what the elite communists do, run protections, a protection racket for the street communists. The street communists loot, murder, vandalize, intimidate, and they do so with the knowledge that the elite communists will provide for them legal protections. It's not that Merrick Garland is content with street communists attempting to harm and intimidate Supreme Court justices. That's what Merrick Garland wants. and Merrick Garland views his role as the communist attorney general of the country to protect those street animals. That's why he does it. But he doesn't want you to insult him or the DOJ.
These repeated attacks on the Justice Department are unprecedented and they are unfounded. These attacks have not and they will not influence our decision making. I view contempt as a serious matter. But I will not jeopardize the ability of our prosecutors and agents to do their jobs effectively.
Remember when Joe Biden, remember when he had to meet with the special counsel? Remember that? There was a special counsel. Joe Biden had to get, he had to give a deposition. Now, deposition's a really big deal. You're under oath. It's recorded. And Robert Hur was the name of the special counsel. This is at a time when you knew, and I knew, Joe Biden mentally was gone. He's just completely checked out and gone. Even in his most scripted, most lucid moments, he was a complete disaster. Merrick Garland, he wouldn't release the audio tapes. In fact, there were accusations that Merrick Garland altered the transcripts. That's not a thing that the Attorney General should ever do. Hey, Merrick, did you alter the transcripts to protect Joe Biden?
There's been an allegation that the transcripts might have been altered in some way. Is there any truth to that allegation?
There's no truth to that. The senior career official in the department, in a declaration he filed under oath, stated that he had compared the audio to the transcript, and that it is an accurate transcript is accurate with the exceptions of us and ahs and repetitions of words like I and he consulted with.
We didn't edit the transcript. We just took out the us and I's and repeated I's. So what's that sound like? Well, if you're Joe Biden and let's say you ask me if I had classified documents in my garage, and my answer sounds like this. Last year I found the document and I took out all the I's and us. Could you make me sound incredibly lucid by just removing all the I's and us? And you've heard Joe Biden speak like that. Merrick Garland used his position as attorney general to run a protection racket for the president himself. Now, you get that Merrick Garland's bad. I'm going to get off of this now. The point is there. But let me ask you again. Tomorrow, the DOJ announces an indictment of the right-winger you hate the most. They were found with North Korean gold. They accepted it to insult Kamala Harris. Looks very, very official. There will be a press conference. Oh my gosh, there'll be lawyers there, people with suits and ties. Do you believe them? If you believe them, if you give them your trust, then you give them the fuel they need to harm you in this nation. Headline, Secret Service forced to delete a 9/11 post after honoring terrorists. The Secret Service, United States Secret Service, put up a post yesterday on the 23rd anniversary of September 11th, classifying the terrorists as being one of the victims that day. They, of course, called it a mistake. We apologize. But when the Secret Service says something, anything, do you give them your trust? Do you? Secret Service is a historically revered organization. I'm not even pointing fingers at you. If I met a Secret Service agent right now, probably just because of my background, my history, I'm a dude, I would probably instinctively, oh, wow, that's kind of cool. I'm just being honest, that would probably be the first thing that popped into my head. Wow, that's cool. Is that right? No, it's not. Congress, the FBI is slow rolling information about the guy who tried to kill Donald Trump. You see, just a little more than a month ago, courtesy of the Secret Service, Somebody was able to post up 148 meters from Donald Trump's head and almost blow his head off. And after that, the FBI has been tasked with finding out who this individual was. Was he talking with anybody? Was he coordinating with anybody? Foreign person, domestic person? Where did he get the materials? Where did he learn how to scout ahead of time and do these things? And the FBI, they don't seem to be in a big hurry. Now, tomorrow, when that DOJ indictment comes down with the North Korean gold, the FBI is going to be there too. Going to have fancy looking FBI suits. Do you trust them? You shouldn't. Now, let's put a bow on this and discuss what that looks like and why that matters, why it's important. Before we do that, let's do this. Let's make sure we are making preparations for a future that might be rocky. And when it comes to preparations, my wife loves to make fun of me, but I love doing them. I love it. You know why? It makes me sleep better at night. When I buy bulk ammunition, it makes me sleep better. And I love ammo. I just bought a new Swiss Army knife. But the truth is, food is the most important thing, and it's the most overlooked thing. Food. You must have it or you will die. What do you have for non-perishable food? How much do you have? You know, my Patriot Supply, they sell these three-month food kits. They have four-week kits if you need to save some money. I know money doesn't grow on trees. The four-week emergency food kits are $50 off right now. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. Preparewithjessekelly.com. And get a four-week emergency food kit for everyone who lives in your home. Go and go now. We'll put a bow on this and then some emails. Next.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in right now. Ask me anything. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. I heard James Earl Jones died, and I didn't know. Jewish producer Chris just told me he had a firearms collection. That's sweet. You know, I've been told I sound like James Earl Jones. Well, yeah, I do, Chris. I think I do. I've never been told that, but I feel like that's something people think about me, really. What, Chris? I sound like James. What? Don't tell me that's not a dead ringer. Luke, I'm your father. What? That sounds... You're stupid, Chris. I sound just like him.
Can I get a witness?
DOJ only charged 35 aliens with illegal voting out of thousands. Institutional trust. All right, now let's finish this. They need the legitimacy you give them, and you know they need it because that's why they took over the institutions you trusted. It's why the dirty communists infiltrated the American church. It was a long, trusted institution. That's why your skinny jeans-wearing dork pastor just gave you a lecture this Sunday why open borders is somehow what Jesus would want. They knew you trusted the FBI. That's why they infected it like a cancer. They took it over, not just for the power it held, for the institutional trust it held. That's why they took it. That's why they took over the Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts. That's why your kid's scout leader now is gay. That's why they took it over. You trusted it. This is a trusted institution where we can drop off Aiden, Jaden, and Braden and have them learn about values and hard work and how to start a fire and how to fish and shoot a gun. And they saw that trusted institution and they took it over, not just for the power and influence it had, for the trust you gave it. Your trust is what fuels this. Without it, they are nothing. And what's that look like? Here's an example. You remember when the FBI killed that fat old man in Utah? Guy put up a couple stupid Facebook posts about Joe Biden coming to town and he's got a sniper rifle. It was a bunch of dumb stuff to say, but fat old man needed a cane to get around. Federal Bureau of Investigation gunned the guy down like a dog. Never released the body camera footage, I should note. Never did. I'm sure that's because it's all innocent looking, of course. You know, the FBI, they didn't do that without the help of local law enforcement. When the FBI comes into your town to arrest the pro-life pastor who was reading Bible verses a little too loudly, the FBI doesn't show up at your door alone. They show up at your door in conjunction and coordination with local police departments and local sheriff's department. Why? Why should any sheriff's department or police department, after what we've seen, work with the FBI? We must begin breaking this coordination, meaning we must begin first electing sheriffs who will refuse to coordinate with the FBI without the help of local law enforcement, without the trust of local law enforcement. The FBI gets incredibly neutered. As soon as we begin to reject the credibility of these institutions, we can properly fight against them. Stanford, Harvard, pick your university. Without your money, without the $50,000 a semester you send to them to destroy Aiden, Jaden, and Braden's mind with filthy communism, without your money, they die on the vine and starve. Without your trust, corporations will start looking at what, Harvard on the resume? And they'll start chucking the resume in the trash. Without the credibility, without the trust, the power the institutions have fade away. Do you know why that biased, horribly biased debate, do you know why that debate didn't move the meter, if you're to believe all the focus groups and polling? Both moderators and Dome coordinated with each other to attack Donald Trump all night, putting him on his back feet all night, wrong-footing him all night, working together in a very coordinated, evil way. But why didn't the focus groups afterward, why didn't they completely pile on Donald Trump? He was horrible. I'm voting for... Why didn't it happen? Because the American media is losing the trust of the people, therefore losing their power. ABC sat down and did everything they could possibly do to ensure Kamala Harris came out of that debate the clear winner in the eyes of America, and she did not come out of that debate the clear winner in the eyes of undecided voters, because the trust is gone. You see, as soon as we stopped trusting what they said, their power of influence disappeared. The worst thing you can do is give these people your trust. When you take away their trust, you're pretty much starving them of oxygen. That's how we must go forward. All right? All right. Let's do some emails before we get back to some illegal immigration stuff. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. It's going to be such a good weekend. I can just feel it. It just feels like great things are happening. And yes, I did see today that Trump has come out and said no more debates. I'm not debating anymore. That's his stance. Harris responded today saying we need to have more debates. People will love this move. People will hate this move. Trump has always been very, very good at knowing when he should and shouldn't debate. I'll put it that way. Remember the first time Trump ran in that Republican primary back in 2016? You remember, at least you vaguely remember it. And there were all those Republican candidates up there, from Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio, and Ted Cruz was part of that group. Remember, Ted Cruz is part of that group. And so Trump did a few of those debates where he would stand on stage. And Trump is such a magnetic personality that the debates become all about him anyway. But he would stand up on stage, toss a couple one-liners out there, and that was that. Eventually, all the people in that race, all the other Republicans in that race, bowed out except for Ted Cruz. As soon as it was just Trump and Ted Cruz, Trump said, hey, we're done with these debates. It's over now. Why? Well, why wouldn't he? It would be stupid to debate Ted Cruz. You've seen Ted Cruz interrogate people. He was on the Harvard debate team. He's argued cases in front of the Supreme Court. Even if you hate Ted Cruz's guts, you don't want Ted Cruz questioning you and debating you. He destroys people in that environment. He always has. Trump knew that. And Trump was ahead in the polls. There was no win in it for Trump to debate Cruz. All the Cruz people were mad, but it was the smart move. Ah, nope, we're done with debates. I'm out. And he ducked them and won. He did the same thing in this primary when he was so far ahead, he didn't have to debate the second place guy who was Ron DeSantis. DeSantis historically has been a pretty good debater. He's good at retaining information. What is he, a Yale guy? None of these genius types. Pretty good at retaining information. Trump was always 30, 40 points ahead after the indictments came down. So he's, nah, we're done with these. Not doing it. I'm out. He just ducked him. Just left. He cruised to a win. Trump is looking at the trends right now, and they're all in his favor. And the debate from the other night wasn't his best. I don't think it was a disaster, but certainly was not his best. I think it was one of his worst, but it's not moving the meter for Harris significantly, if we're to believe the numbers. Why would you do that again? Are you going to let Lindsay lip injections again try to interrupt you and attack you the whole time? I think it's a smart move. Some will love it. Some will hate it. And it's a complete opinion thing, whether you love it or hate it. I think it's the right move. I think it's a smart move. Let's do some emails. Hey, Jesse. I only caught about half your show tonight on, this is last night, on 9/11. You may have covered this, but I have a question about the 2024 election. Are there really any undecided voters at this point? It may just be my social and professional circles, but I'd wager I have better odds of finding a winning lottery ticket than I would finding an undecided voter, at least for the president. That's why I don't think the debate really mattered, although I'm still frustrated with Trump, so on and so forth. What do you think? Are there any actual undecided voters left? I love your show and your book. Please keep doing what you're doing, brother. All right. So are there undecided voters? You said in your social circles, your professional circles, you haven't found any of these people. And I'll level with you right now, I don't know any of these people either. However, we have to understand what we're looking at or what we might be looking at. Because there are two things I know. I know for a fact that you and I are hyper-informed, as we've discussed before. You know the candidates. You know the issues. You know the scandals. You know so much more than the average American. You probably sell yourself short on that because that's kind of human nature, especially if you're a decent person. You kind of sell yourself short on what you're good at, on the things you have. If you've ever talked to a norm, man, are you not stunned how far behind you they are? You are. So I know that you're ahead. And I also know this. You said you don't know any in your personal life and your professional life, and I don't either. But which one of my friends or coworkers or acquaintances is going to tell me they're undecided about the election? None. Doesn't just being in proximity to you mean they're going to make a stand? Of course, that's what it means. They're more likely to make a stand. Of course, that would mean. So maybe I'm not getting the most honest point of view about the election from friends, family, and coworkers because, well, they're not going to admit it to me that they're still undecided. I don't know that there are undecided voters, but if you're running for president of the United States of America, you have to act like there are. You have to. You have to run every day, every ad, every debate, every campaign event has to be run as if there's somebody out there watching and listening and they're not really sure. They might vote for Dome. They might vote for Trump. I'm not sure. You have to operate as if that guy or that girl is listening at all times, whether or not it's true. Is it true? I don't know. I would assume so. You can find these people in focus groups. You can find these people, as bizarre as it sounds, you can find these people who will vote Democrat. There will be people in this country who will vote straight ticket Democrat this November. I'm talking Senate, House, State House, County, City Council. They will vote straight ticket Democrat and then vote for Donald Trump. Well, I can't explain it. And they're vice versa. There will be people this November who will go vote straight ticket Republican, Senate, House, City Council, you name it, all the way down, and then vote for Kamala Harris. Chris is floored. I'm floored. But these people exist, and there's not like two of them. People vote for reasons that will not make sense to you because you vote in a logical, you have your reasons, and I bet none of them are ridiculous. If you are voting against Kamala Harris, I guarantee you, if I asked you to send me an email, and you don't have to do that, but if I asked you to send me an email on it, you could send me an email with specifics why you're voting against her. If you're voting for Donald Trump, if you're going to vote for Donald Trump, I guarantee you, you could send me an email with specifics. I want him to do this, this, or this. I believe he will do this, this, or this. If you're one of the people, maybe you were an RFK type or old DeSantis hardcore or something like that, and you're not voting for Trump. Maybe you're not voting for Harris, but you're just going to leave it blank. You hate Trump, whatever. I guarantee you, you can tell me specifically why. Whether it's the COVID stuff or whatever, you can tell me specifically why. But there are so many people in this country who vote for the dumbest, most bizarre reasons that don't make any sense to someone like you or someone like me. They just don't. I've told you before, I've told you about the woman who voted against me, the Republican woman in Arizona who told me to my face she voted against me. And I wasn't offended. I'm not like that. I don't get offended. And I asked her why. And she told me to my face. I was expecting something about Social Security or something. She told me to my face that something about me reminded her of her ex-husband, who she didn't like. I've never been more dumbfounded in my life. Tell me you're not voting for me for a reason that matters, but for her, it mattered. And that's why she's voting that way. Don't try to make sense of every voter. People vote for a lot of dumb reasons. All right, let's do a little bit of communist defense that's being played right now and more emails before we get to that. Let's talk about your puppy, your dog. I got this email. Hey, dear Fred. You know, Fred's not reading the emails. Dear Fred, he says, thank you for the Rough Greens recommendation. I know you and producer Chris are the brains behind the research. All my rescues are doing great. People who do dog rescues use Rough Greens. Vets, veterinarians, I mean, use Rough Greens. Why do they sprinkle Rough Greens on their dog's food? Because there's no nutrition in dog food. And if you want your dog to live longer and visit the vet less, you'll start putting Rough Greens on your dog's food. All natural nutritional supplement. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics, digestive enzymes. Fred doesn't even have digestive problems anymore, thanks to Rough Greens. Boy, does that save money on paper towels. You want a free Jumpstart trial bag? Go get one. It's free. 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Make sure you get your questions emailed in right now. Don't wait till tomorrow. They're already starting to pile up. Get your questions emailed in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So I'm going to read you something, and it's so we can begin to prepare ourselves. All right, we can begin to prepare ourselves. If Donald Trump is to be elected, if he gets elected, and if we have any shot at saving this country, mass deportation is a requirement. As soon as they start, or I should say, if not as soon, let's hope this doesn't happen, but if you start hearing mealy-mouthed things, Chris, write this down. If they get elected and you start hearing mealy-mouthed things like, well, I mean, we're going to go for the criminals, you know we're finished. You know they've already backed off, wussed out. They'll deport a couple MS-13 guys and leave millions and millions of others here to take your job, your health care, and your house. But if they are to do successfully a mass deportation operation, you are going to see the second largest or the largest propaganda campaign against it that you've ever seen in your life. I said second largest or largest because the propaganda surrounding COVID and then the COVID vaccine was the largest propaganda campaign in human history. Trillions of dollars, governments united around the world to make you afraid, to get you to take something that was poisoned. That was the largest propaganda campaign I have ever seen. The effort to stop deportation of foreigners might equal that effort. And it is going to test you, test your willpower in ways you cannot possibly comprehend. The videos, the stories. There's going to be a documentary on ABC News every night about Lupe and how she has to move her pupusa business back to... It's going to be without end. Look at the crying kids. We're breaking up families. This is worse than the Holocaust. This is what Hitler did. It is going to be an endless sick stream of propaganda. And the reason for that is the communist globalists who actually run Western civilization now are invested 100% in replacing the troublesome patriotic citizen with a compliant foreigner who can be bought for a $500 Visa card and a welfare check. It's not a side project for them. Replacing you is everything to them. And if, and it is a big if, it remains to be seen, if there is going to be a successful mass deportation campaign, the right is going to have to stand shoulder to shoulder and be supportive of it, or it will fail. If your willpower begins to fall, oh, I did see a crying kid. We can't send him back to Africa. If it is going to begin in that way, we have no chance to succeed because the propaganda is going to bludgeon you day after day, and it's going to test you. Even right now. Even if right now you hear the sound of my voice and maybe you're saying to yourself, I'm saying to myself, maybe you're saying, Jesse, I won't. I'm going to stand strong. I won't break. We have to get rid of them. Even if you're saying that now, it feels different when you're looking at a woman cry. Look, I'm pointing fingers at me. My wife will tell you, sadness or tears out of her, It's what gets me. Look, she can yell and scream at me. She doesn't do that, but she could yell and scream at me or nag at me. She doesn't do that either, but she could do that, and all it would do would make me dig in harder. It would not have any effect on me whatsoever. In fact, we just have a big fight. But if I think something has made her sad, oh, what do you need, honey? Just tell me. I'm here. Something about a woman crying affects me. I don't like it. I don't do well with it. I don't want women to be sad. I know I sound like a big, stupid softy, but it does. It works on me. Same thing with children. I know I'm a bad person, but I love kids, man. Not just mine. Kids are just the best. They're the friggin' best. I love them. Kids, sad, guts me. Am I ready for crying children being loaded into a van to be sent back to El Salvador? Because they will be crying. In the media, HBO, you name it, name the entity, they are going to take part in this propaganda campaign and they're going to make you hurt. They're going to make me hurt. Right now, it's a fairly small, when I say small, I mean, it's going to be gone in about 72 hours. It's a fairly small story out of Springfield, Ohio. But we're already seeing things. This here's a headline from today. Haitian families in Ohio under attack as racist claims spread. Despite officials saying debunked claims by right-wing Republicans are unfounded, many Haitians are feeling physically unsafe as falsehoods spread online and offline. This is off of a tiny, relatively tiny story. It's huge to me, but nationally, internationally, it's not a big story. It'd be gone 72 hours. The propaganda campaign has been working in such overdrive that the moderators of the presidential debate took part in it. The entire Democrat Party will take part in it. The media is taking part in it. Article after article after article. This is off of one fairly small town in Ohio. If the United States of America is going to deport 20 million people, and that's a start, I should note. That is a start. If we are going to deport 20 million people, you are going to have to be strong enough. I am going to have to be strong enough to withstand propaganda like maybe no one else in human history has had to withstand. Are you ready? And, you know what, let's discuss that. Is it enough? Maybe not. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.